Hey guys, it's TJ, DominateDepression.com, just in my apartment, Chiang Mai, Thailand. One of the things I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be recording a weekly video, my thoughts, what I've learned, to get it out there, because not very many people like to talk about it. This first video I did is just me talking about having to take extra care of myself, because, you know, especially moving. I mean, at home, I got to get my sleep, I got to take my vitamins and eat healthy. But even when you're moving abroad, it's even more of a situation where you got to take care of yourself. You got to do a few extra things, maybe go to bed a little earlier than other people. And so you kind of can get some resistance. So first video I shot out on the balcony. Hope you guys enjoy it. Having to take care of yourself and do all this extra stuff when you're depressed and are resistant to it. Moving to Thailand with the time zone changes, the jet lag, adjustment to food, all these, you know, trying to get all my supplements across the border. It kind of sucks. I got depression and I got to do all this extra stuff. Eat healthy. I got to make sure I sleep better and readjust. It's kind of harder for me than other people. At the same time, you know, I realize, yeah, I got to be extra careful. I can't eat, you know, French fries or drink all the time. In a way, that's actually good. So I get depressed. I'll get depressed easy if I start to slip, if I don't, you know, if I'm not taking magnesium or if I'm not taking fish oil, or sometimes, you know, especially with travel situations, I gotta take extra supplements. And, you know, some people think that sucks. On the other end of the spectrum, with depression, that forces you to be healthy. My depression, on the one hand, it sucks, but on the other end, I'm so forced to be healthy, you know, I can't drink all the time, so my liver's gonna thank me later. I gotta eat healthy foods. And overall, I just gotta take better care of myself than other people to maintain my state of mind. Another big thing for me that I've noticed every now and then, this thought just keeps reoccurring all the time. I wanna not believe that I have to take care of myself. I wanna think, ah, no, it's not real. I don't have to take care of myself. Whenever I get that thought, I always start to fall back. I always start to come back to the depression. Constantly remind myself, it's all right. You got to take a little extra better care of yourself than other people, but it's fine. If you ever get those thoughts, I got to take better care of myself, or you start to think, nah, I can eat crappy food. It's kind of hard because you got to acknowledge, you know, I'm more prone to depression than other people. You have to accept that fact. You can't believe other people when you're like, no, man, I can't drink tonight. And they're like, what are you talking about? Or, yeah, I gotta call it a day. I gotta get some extra sleep and so I can function tomorrow. And people kind of give you that resistance. They kind of tell you, what are you talking about? Especially if you're younger. You should be able to drink and party and wake up the next day and work 18 hours. You gotta trust yourself and you gotta know, look, I gotta take care of my stuff if I'm not gonna be depressed. So the thing with depression is you gotta realize, yes, I gotta take better care of myself than other people. And two, yes, it's real. If I don't take care of myself or I slack off or I think, you know, I can get away with eating crappy food, I'm going to get depressed again. Thank you guys for watching. Any comments, questions, I love to hear it.